What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, if you guys know, I did an HMT on a man named Michael Hite, who took out his entire family. There was recently another man who went that exact same route. And what have I always said, gentlemen, when it comes to married men in particular? There is always a very dark set of circumstances and secrets behind closed marital doors. I was going to cover that. However, I'm going to cover that event in a later video. As you can tell by this thumbnail, this article definitely takes higher priority. Now, this article was published on the 17th of July. Macomb County man admits to smothering his wife to deletion with a pillow. Gentlemen, as you know, I have done a lot of ligature and mechanical strangulations. However, this is the first time I've done a literal smothering HMT. Yeah, this woman got smothered like a biscuit with gravy. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A Macomb County man is facing a termination charge after he smothered his wife to deletion with a pillow inside a Warren home last Saturday, according to the Macomb County Prosecutor's Office. James Michael Hintges, 71, of Warren, called police and told them that he had offlined his wife and tried to offline himself Saturday, according to police. Officers responded to the home on the 24,000 block of Loretta Avenue near Stephens and Ryan Roads and found the carcass of 70-year-old Cheryl Ann Hintges, according to police. Police said she was smothered to deletion with a pillow. Inside the home, officers also found James, who told officers he had tried to take his own life by overdosing and slitting his wrists, according to police. He did have bandages on his wrists. Officers arrested James in connection to his wife's offlining and took him to a nearby hospital. He openly admitted to investigators that he offlined his wife and tried to offline himself. He was charged with one count of first-degree premeditated termination. He was placed in jail without bond. His next court date is scheduled for July 25th. If convicted on the termination charge, he faces life in prison. Quote unquote, this is a tragic incident that has left a family shattered and a community in mourning. Our hearts go out to the victim's loved ones as we pursue justice for this unimaginable act. Macomb County Prosecutor Peter J. Lucido said, "Gentlemen, what have I always said in cases like this? There's always deep, dark secrets behind closed marital doors. More than likely, that man went through so much verbal, possibly even physical abuse during his marriage that, yeah, he eventually snapped out. You got to look at the fact that he actually called police. He didn't try to go on the run. This was a man who finally just said, fuck it, I'm done. And I'm going to make sure I take out the bane of my existence. Yep, yep, yep. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in their home. I got to give that a 10. Method of execution, the pillow of purgatory. I'm going to give that a 30. Psychological impact, I'm going to give this a 25. For the brutality factor, smothering someone, yeah, that is definitely not a quick way to go. Granted, it's not like getting your head lopped off, so I'm going to give that a 25. And for the uniqueness factor, a pillow, gentlemen, anything, and I do mean anything, can be a deadly weapon in a man's hands. So I'm going to give the uniqueness factor a 20. So James, Hitman Hint, just gets a score of 110. Once again, gentlemen, I have to reiterate, men like this have put up with so much shit behind those closed marital doors. Going back to the Michael Height incident, that man later put out a letter saying, yes, this is why I did it. Because my wife, her mother-in-law, everybody was so compounding problems onto me. And yet, like I always say, men have no outlets. Men have no resources. Men have nowhere that they could turn to say, oh, you know what? I'm going through exhausting mental abuse at the hands of my family. No, 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 no. Men are constantly told you need to take it. No, you don't have to take it, gentlemen. You don't. And I think it's absolutely ridiculous that we're continuing in 2024 to tell men you're supposed to put up with abuse in your relationships. But then when that man finally says enough is enough and snaps, oh my God. Yeah, right. No, no. Like I said, this guy was so tired that he just said, you know what? Yep, I did it. 71 years old. Oh, we're going to throw him in prison for life. Really? Really? Like I said, gentlemen, a guy like this, prison is nothing more than a retirement plan. He's going to be taken care of for the rest of his days. Is that really a punishment? Oh, well. Well, it is what it is. This guy said, fuck it. Like many other men have said, fuck it. This woman has become the bane of my existence. And guess what? I'm going to take matters into my own hands. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there, to you wives who think that you're going to continue to keep those secrets within your marital doors, that you're going to continue to nag, cajole, emasculate, demean, and just outright verbally abuse your husbands or boyfriends, you better understand this, ladies, and you better understand this crystally clear. The power you thought you had behind those closed marital doors is going out. Feminism and the idea that you're going to use the Duluth model as a sword slash shield to keep your husband or boyfriend, quote unquote, in line, that's going to go out right along with it. Because I'm going to reiterate, when a man no longer fears the consequences of his actions, he will act. And yes, women, that includes up to lethal actions. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am
welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.